CBS, radio check.
Station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I didn't get your call, sir.
That. This is KO4, APS, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Papa Sierra.
Yes, this is KO4 NUE. Name is Chad, and I am mobiling around in Easley today. And I think you were asking for a signal report. So you are almost full quieting. There's a little bit of noise in your signal, but if you give me a test transmission, let me see if I can figure out if it is a DC voltage tick or if it's just something else. So give me a test patch. Let me see what we got.
Chad, this is Bob on this end. I also live in Easley. I went ahead and just installed a J-pole antenna in my attic. Of course, I live in the HOA, so I'm just trying to hide this thing. And I just finished installing it, wanted to check it out, so I wanted to see if anybody could reach me out there. And how am I sounding now?
I believe it was. Whatever you're doing, don't change a thing, because it is almost ideal. Like I said, there's just a little bit of something in there. I mean, you really have to listen for it, but man, your audio's good. If you can access your mic gain pretty quick, and you want to hang around just for a little bit and help you with the mic gain, you might could come down on that just a little bit, but not much. But if you wanted to leave it right there, I don't think anybody would complain.
KI4DOS.
This is KO4NUE and KO4APS, I think. Name is Bob.
Chad, I just wanted to let you know that the repeater sounds a little bit noisy today. There's a little bit of crackle on your signal as well as Bob's, but I think it's the repeater. That happens when we have a lot of rain and wind and all of that on the mountain. So I think that's all that is. But everybody sounds good today. Hope all y'all are doing well. You be careful out there as you mumble around Easley.
Not sure. I think I'm not too awful far from you somehow. I'm right next to the gravel quarry headed down to Easley. But I got to go see Mr. Waz today. But Gary, let me finish up with Bob here for a second. Bob, I forget your call. KO4APS, I think. Are you still in there?
Chad, I appreciate everything. I just wanted to check this out to see how it's going. But I'm trying to figure out this radio too here. I bought one of these Anytone 778 UVs about several weeks ago. And like I said, just got this antenna yesterday, and was able to put it up there today and so forth. And I wanted to check it out. But also wanted to find out who else is on the air as well, since I'm new to this area. I've been here about 7 years, but just got my license back in 2019, and I just upgraded to Extra a couple of months ago, back in July, and just got back on air again.
The time to introduce you to a wonderful man, and that is
individual, and I apologize, you were just a lot of static.
Or DOS. You got a copy on us. Your picket fence is real bad. It's not where you are, but for some reason you're not getting it to repeat real solid. But that's propagation, and I've got to jump out. I've arrived here where I'm my destination. I'm going in to help my wife. She was having some painting done, and she needs some doors hung back up, so I'm going to go do that. Good hearing y'all in here, Chad. I'll holler at you again in a little bit. And Bob, I hope to get to make a face-to-face QSO with you one of these days soon. And welcome to the area. I'm glad you got your J-pole up in the attic in your HOA, and everything's working fine for you. I'll say 73 to you for now, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. KO4APS, KO4NUE, and Vanna, if you're in there, KO4RYP. I hope all y'all have a good day, and I'll talk to you in a little bit. Step 3 group, KI4DOS clear.
TPS, this is KO4NUE. Are you able to hear me now, sir?
Chad, definitely able to hear you now. Gary, it's a pleasure. Hopefully we get to meet eye to eye as well. And once again, thank you very much, Gary. And Chad, thank you, man. I appreciate it for coming back. And once again, your call sign is KO4 November Uniform Echo.
And what I was trying to tell you before I broke up so bad is that this is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.6. We have a net every night at 9 o'clock. We have a different net controller every night. And me and my wife are net controllers. Gary, the guy you just talked to, he is a net controller. We usually have anywhere from 40 to 60 check-ins a night. Have a rag chute and a round table on Tuesday night. It's training night where young hams can come and ask questions like myself to the more experienced hams. And then on Wednesday night, KI4DOS, the one you just talked to, he carries a swap net where you can trade or sell radio gear and things like that, but you know, to be ham radio related. But one of the friendliest nets you'll find. We also have Echo Link capability, and you can check in via APRS. On the website, and it will announce your call sign and collect your number for count at night. Check out the website, and welcome to the area. Glad to have you. KO4NUE.
Yeah, I do appreciate it, and I'll probably pop on there every once in a while. I'm a baby at this. Like I said, just started into this not too long ago. Just got some radios here. I do have an HF that I'm trying out as well with DX, but once again, you know, trying to play hide and seek with the HOA. I'm trying to do that and putting up my antenna somewhere. But definitely like to get all the information possible for all you experienced individuals. Man, like I said, I'm a baby at this, and I'm learning, and I hope nobody gets mad at me when I ask questions or get information from them, because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just expert, you know, just poking my finger at some stuff and hopefully don't get bit. But, Gary, I appreciate it. Yeah, 9 o'clock every night, you said, and then Wednesday night at what time, because you were breaking up?
Dad. On Tuesday nights, if you have questions, on Tuesday nights, the net controller is K4OIM. His name is Alt. All these guys hang on the net, and we have a round table for the best experience, Ham. And you ask any question you want, and nobody pokes fun, nobody gets angry. It's a place to learn, and it's a really good program. It's really helped me out a lot. So swing on by on Tuesday nights, and on Wednesday nights, like I said, Gary, it's a swap net where you can buy, sell, and trade radio stuff, but outstanding net. And if you really want to learn and ask questions to the guys who know the answers, Tuesday night is the night to do it.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get off the air here for a little bit to get everything squared away in the shed, or the shack, I should say, if they all called it. But I'm going to do that. I do appreciate it, Chad. This is KO4APS 73 to you.
It's KO4NUE. You have a wonderful day and a blessed week. And I hope to see you on the net this week. But don't forget, Tuesday night. You won't regret it. It's a good place. KO4NUE. I'm clear.
KO4APN out.
4CPA Mobile.